It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Googling a name has become commonplace. In fact, over 1 billion names are Googled every day, more than the entire population of the United States and Europe combined. What many people don't know is that reportedly 75% of human resource departments are required to Google applicants. If employers are basing their decision on whether to hire someone on what they find out about them online, what happens when someone has something negative show up, even if it isn't true? Chances are that person will have a hard time landing a job or an internship. That's what happened to my guest, Pete Kistler. His subsequent efforts to clean up his search results inspired him to co-found BrandYourself.com. He joins us now by phone from New York. Pete Kistler, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much for having me.
And also joining us is Patrick Ambron, CEO and co-founder of BrandYourself.com. Patrick Ambron, good to have you on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, too.
And you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is essspgh@wesa.fm. And you can reach us on Twitter at essspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Have you ever found erroneous or damaging information about yourself on the internet? How big of a hassle did it create for you? What course of action did you take? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Pete Kistler, tell the story of what happened to you and how it led you to start BrandYourself.com.
Sure. Well, I was a junior in college, and I was applying to dozens of internships. I wasn't getting any calls back. I was really curious why, because I had a 4.0 GPA. I had relevant experience. That's when I found out that 75% of HR departments are actually required to Google applicants beforehand. And so I Googled myself, and I realized that I shared a name with a bunch of criminals and realized that employers must be finding this and confusing me.
Pete, I'm going to jump in because you have a very staticky phone line. If there's some way that we can reconnect with you to fix that, and in the meantime, we'll talk with your co-founder of BrandYourself.com, Patrick Ambron. So, Pete, we'll reconnect with you. In the meantime, Patrick, explain how your service works.
So, when Pete had his problem where he realized he was...
Yeah, why don't you tell that story, just to give the backstory here. What happened to Pete?
So Pete was being mistaken for other people who were criminals with the same name. And he obviously wanted to fix that problem. And there's a process called, reputation management, which is basically search engine optimization for people, the process of helping improve your search results. The problem was the whole industry, he went to all the people in the field, and it's very expensive. He was quoted over $25,000 from every single one of those companies, which we realize isn't realistic.
And how much money?
$25,000.
$25,000, and what they were trying to fix was, what was the erroneous information? Can you tell us specifically what it was?
Well, his results were a mess. So there were a handful of criminals that all had the same name. I think one was a suspected sex offender. One was, I think there was just a forum where people could talk about which type of criminals they were writing to who spent time in prison, and there was one of them with the same name, and you couldn't really tell who exactly he was talking about. And then there was just a ton of results that were Pete just shared a name with a bunch of unsavory characters.
So he's trying to get this cleaned up, and he's going to these different companies that will do this for you, and they want $25,000. And why do they need that much money? Did they ever explain that?
Well, the worst part is they don't do a good job of explaining that. They purposely mystify this process. Now, Pete approached me because I had a background in search engine optimization, and when he told me this, I realized they were blatantly overcharging, and for lack of a better term, ripping off. And part of the reason is I think they could get away with it. There wasn't a lot, these people have nowhere else to turn. And secondly, their whole cost structure is structured around the idea of, well, I got to advertise a lot to get this person. I got to get them to part with a lot of money, so that's expensive with a sales process. So we got to charge a lot to actually try to do the work. So some of it was even the business model. And Pete and I believe we could really fix that problem. We wanted to bring online reputation management to to everybody, not just wealthy people who have the money to take care of a problem.
And so your goal was to try to make this affordable for people. And in going back to these companies that were charging all this money, what was the quality of their work? Is this where they were cutting the corners to save money or to make their money?
Yeah, and I can get more into that. Aside from being really expensive, it's also low quality work, because these companies were essentially, when you really dove into it, they built all their money went into marketing, getting more customers. And then when they actually got your business, you know, where they cut costs was on the actual work. You know, and it was very untransparent. They never explained what they were doing. Like I said, they would mystify the process. It would be, we got to go and do all this crazy stuff that you don't understand. And then when it doesn't work, they ask you for more money. And you don't even understand, you know, what's going on. And we wanted to change all of that.
We have Pete back on the line. Pete, and you were applying for an internship, correct, when this problem came to your attention?
Yeah, that's right. I applied to dozens of internships, and I wasn't getting any calls back. And I was wondering why, and that's when I learned that 75% of HR departments are actually required to Google you. So I Googled myself, and like many people, I was surprised at what I found. I shared the name with a bunch of criminals.
So you're sitting there wondering, well, why isn't anybody calling me back? Why aren't I being hired? And then this comes to your attention. So, you know, at the outset of your approach to solving this, what is the process for clearing up your reputation on the internet? I mean, why wasn't anybody, before your company came along, why wasn't anybody able to just go in there and fix it?
Well, the point of it is anybody can start fixing their own reputation. They just need the tools and knowledge to do so, which is what we did. We created a product, which I'll explain how it works, that makes it easy to manage that process yourself, so you don't have to pay some service provider. So in a lot of ways, it's like using TurboTax instead of paying an accountant. That's a good analogy for what our product does. So the process is basically taking your first page of Google and filling it with positive content you control. What our product does is it allows you to submit the things you want showing up. You know, it could be your LinkedIn profile, could be your an article you wrote, could be, you know, your personal website. You submit it, and our software analyzes it and walks you through the process of making it more search engine friendly, optimizing it so it shows up higher in Google. And that's the process you'd be paying someone else to do. So we basically found simple tools to help you manage it yourself.
And how many people have taken advantage of this?
Hundreds of thousands of people are using the product on an everyday basis.
And your service is a do-it-yourself service. So, you know, what if people, what if somebody's, you know, kind of a Luddite and they're trying to figure this out and it seems easy to you guys, but they can't seem to navigate it themselves? Then what happens?
Well, there's good news on two fronts there. One is we've got a great support line. Our goal is if you call us, we'll make sure you're using the product to the best of you know, to taking advantage of it fully. But secondly, you know, as we grew, we did realize that there are some people who do need more hands-on help, people who maybe do need a higher level of service. And again, we saw our competitors, that's what they do, was they do a really low-quality job. So we also offer, to compete with that, a concierge-level service where we'll actually go in, you'll get assigned an in-house rep whose job it is to actually do the work for you and go through the process of creating really high-quality content, building websites, building a really strong presence and making sure that's what's starting to show up in Google. So we'll do that still at a much more affordable price than any competitor.
We're talking here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA with Pete Kistler and Patrick Ambron, co-founders of a free reputation management company called BrandYourself.com, which helps clients clean up their online profile. You can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. The email address, esspgh@wesa.fm. And also you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. The business model that you have here, Patrick, explain, you know, if you're not charging anybody anything, how did you guys get the startup money to do this, and how do you keep the business going?
So we have a very straightforward business model. We have different levels of features and services. So basically we have a free product anybody can go sign up and use forever. You know, 95% of anybody who has a problem can go and fix it with that or use our free product. Then we also have a premium level features, which are still very inexpensive, about $100 a year. What these features allow you to do is you get a little bit more control. It's for people who really want to submit more things, that, you know, really want to get as many things showing up high in Google as possible. So they can pay a little bit extra for those extra features, you know. And then, like I said, on top of that, we have the services where, you know, some people say, you know, I've got a relatively big problem. You know, I've had this, there's a lot of examples, but it could be, I had a really messy divorce and now it's all over the place. Now, every time I go to sales meetings and stuff, they're asking me about this. And I really want to bury all these articles down and I want to do it fast. You can pay us for services where one of our people basically do all the work for you. So the business model is just that we have paid features and services, but our whole mentality is you call us, we'll figure out what makes the most sense for you. We have something no matter what your need is, no matter what your price point is, you'll be able to use something to kind of take control.
And, you know, explain the culture, either Pete or Patrick, explain the culture that we live in today. You know, I cited that figure of 75% of HR representatives are required to Google a job applicant to look into that person's past. But, I mean, this is all over. It hits all aspects of our lives. You know, somebody might meet somebody and they're going to go out on a date and they'll Google them to find out more about them, you know, kind of look into, you know, who this person is. Talk about the extent to which this just pervades all of our lives.
Well, there's two parts to that. On the one hand, you're right. Google is becoming a more and more important part of our first impression of our overall reputation. Like you said, we look people up online before we go on dates with them. We look them up online before we do business with them, before we hire them. If we just want to know more about them, it's just the first place we turn. Now, you also couple that with the fact that it's getting harder and harder to control that impression. I mean, you know, between all these social media sites, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Vine, whatever it is, there's so much content. There's, I think it's 780,000 pieces of new content. I'm sorry, 780 million are getting added to the internet on a daily basis. The point is, even if you're being very careful, you know, you have a friend saying something about you, or someone writes an article about you, or someone tagged you in a note or a post. So aside from being more important, it's getting harder and harder to control. And that's why I think tools like ours are going to become more and more important.
Patrick, you have 6 tips for improving your Google search results. What are they?
The first thing, everyone should Google themselves and stay proactive. You know, the first, you always want to know where you stand. So you should Google yourself on a regular basis. Second, what you should do is everyone should claim a domain name. You know, you can go to something like Hover or GoDaddy, and for about $12 a year, you get yourname.com or yourname.me. You know, because these are showing up high in Google, you don't want someone else with your name taking them. The next thing is everyone should be building a personal hub that has every, you know, and fill it with everything you want someone to know about you, from education to awards to personal interests, whatever, with sites like WordPress or Tumblr or About.me. These are really easy to do. Anybody can go and do this, and it's really, really important because, again, with your domain name and this hub, Google is going to, you know, rank it very high. The next thing is everybody should join the main social networks, you know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+. Even if you don't plan on being very active, the point is Google ranks these very high. It's another positive result you control, which, again, allows you to block something that's, you know, you don't control, that could be negative or irrelevant. And you can fill it with whatever you want. So everyone should join those. And then everyone should apply some basic search engine optimization techniques. Now, you don't need to be an expert, but here are a few things you can do to kind of give yourself an edge. You know, use your name wherever possible. For example, if you join Twitter but use some sort of nickname, you know, Google has no idea where to rank it. Fill them out as much as possible. The more content you put on something, the higher it's going to rank. So let's say you have a LinkedIn profile that has nothing on it or only a couple sentences versus a LinkedIn profile that's completely filled out, has some presentations embedded in it, you know, has recommendations, has their education filled out. Google's going to see that one as a much more relevant result when someone Googles your name. So you want to fill these out. And then finally, you want to link them all together. So when you're on your website, you want it to say, you know, here's where you can find me on LinkedIn. Here's where you can find me on Facebook. Basically, by linking to themselves, you're basically letting Google know that they're all kind of verifying and voting for each other in a way that these are all legitimate sources of information about this person, because these are all kind of sources that Google trusts as a credible domain. So those are the things everyone should do to kind of start protecting themselves, and then make sure you're on top of it. You can use a free site like Brand Yourself or go set up Google Alerts or whatever you want to do, but you want to make sure you're staying on top of the, you know, of your results and that you always know what's kind of showing up when someone Googles you.
Pete Kistler, how many people are using your service, are using BrandYourself.com?
We've got about 250,000 users now.
250,000? That's a lot of people.
It is, and you know, it's funny. Ask anyone you know, and they probably have some story, either themselves or someone they know, about some kind of Google result mishap. So it's a really, really common thing. And as Patrick said, you know, so much content is being put out online now. It's hard to take control of that. So that's really what we wanted to take control of when we started Brand Yourself.
In the last month, gentlemen, California Governor Jerry Brown has signed the Digital Eraser Law in California. What can you tell us about this, what this new law does, and does it help solve the problem?
So for those who don't know, what the law says is it requires social media sites to allow minors to delete content they put up about themselves in the past that they may not want there anymore. So maybe a picture or, you know, a tweet or status. Now, the interesting part of this is twofold. One is a lot of the sites already let you do this. You know, the main ones you're probably using, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they allow you to take these down. Where you really, you know, it's kind of incomplete, because where you really run into trouble is when it's something you didn't post. You know, and that's, so it doesn't help you there. And secondly, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because it applies to obviously companies based in California, but a lot of these sites are not based in California, you know, and they operate globally. So it's going to be interesting to see how easily these rules are enforced.
Do you see other states, and should other states adopt rules like these, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good idea. And like I said, most of the places that were most of the places you're most familiar with, like Facebook and Twitter, actually already allow anyone to do this, because it's definitely a good thing. You want people to have control of their own content. And the sites, I think the sites now that don't allow you to do that are you know, they're going to have to because of laws like this. But like I said, the real danger is when it's content somebody else posted that you can't take down yourself, that I think most people run into trouble.
My guests have been Pete Kistler and Patrick Ambron, co-founders of a free reputation management company called BrandYourself.com. Gentlemen, if folks want more information, we can link to it on our website at WESA.FM. But otherwise, how do they find your service?
Well, you could just simply go to BrandYourself.com. You can call us. You know, there's a number on the site. You can sign up for free, and basically you can just take it from there. So just go to BrandYourself.com, and you should get all the information you need.
Pete Kistler, Patrick Ambron, again, thanks for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
Coming up, we'll look at how smartphones and tablets are changing the way children learn and play. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.